Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to Ascended Masters, the new era of ascension is here, to a new dimension, to a new reality on earth as it is in heaven. By collectively raising our awareness, we've already pierced the veils of illusion and created a new grid where only love and light will flow.
Many souls who truly wish to attain mastery in the highest degree will often choose the greatest challenges. Light workers from around the globe have a common soul path and calling of the highest service to humanity to share their wisdom to collectively achieve Christ consciousness, the highest act of love.
The perfect harmony of mind, body, spirit, and prosperity. You are waking up and you are taking your power back. You're realigning yourself and realigning your cells. When you live consciously, you activate your energy within your place on the universal grid and align with your energetic blueprint for this lifetime to achieve your mission, your lessons, and be a catalyst for our new earth.
Each of us is blessed with a unique soul mastery gift just waiting to be unleashed. The greatest teachers from the past have taught us that with desire, passion, dedication, and the power of unconditional love for self and others, we will become the ascended masters of our universe and share our light with others.
Our soul sisters and brothers have extended the olive branch and are just waiting to take you by the hand and teach you how to shine your divine light. The Ascended Masters store provides video descriptions from the greatest minds from all over the world who share their divine teachings to help guide you on your life's journey. Browse, select, and ascend and explore conscious expanding courses, books, and products that all help you become the best version of yourself.
The time for a new ascension is now. Click on the Ascended Master who resonates with your spirit and start the path to your new life.
Spiritually Raw expresses our love and gratitude to Catherine Silver for her support of the show. Catherine is a certified holistic health counselor and shaman. Catherine specializes in biological decoding, grief and loss, and channeling. Connect with Catherine Silver at CatherineSilver.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for the energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. Speaking of fortunate day, we have Dr. Scott here. He's a really cool cat. You're going to love him. You really are going to love him. He's got great vibes here. So we'll get to know more about Dr. Scott in just a second. Thank all of you. Thanks to all of you for subscribing to the channel wherever you're watching this at. And don't forget, if you haven't already, it's a red button. Turn the notification bell on so you're aware when we get great guests on. Also, too, is that you'll be able to watch this episode in its entirety at spirituallyraw.live and Telegram links in the description below so you are notified there. So remember, if you're not a member of spirituallyraw.live, do check it out because that's where everything is completely uncensored and you do get 3 days on us for doing that. So did I miss anything?
Yes.
What?
Wherever you are, please just take one memento and hit the like button, the subscribe from wherever you're watching, and also that little notification bell. And we surely would appreciate it, all of us, if you share the videos. That would be greatly appreciated. And thank you so much.
Yeah, I want to say something to that. You know, as I have my own YouTube channel that's in the description, but I know that a huge number of people watch things, but they don't subscribe. And to me, that's, you know, subscribing actually is a big deal to me. And I know it's a huge issue to you guys. So guys, I don't have any dog in this fight for them. But I'm telling you, if you don't subscribe, you're going to miss out on a bunch of content, because a lot of times content gets censored out.
Yep.
And if you're not subscribing, you have no clue what's happening.
And even if you have subscribed, sometimes they take away your subscription. That's why you have to hit it again.
Yep.
So, thank you for saying that. We appreciate
that
it.
Is yes. Right. So that's Dr.
Words
Scott,
of wisdom,
everybody.
Everybody from Dr. Scott. All right. So let's talk more about Dr. Scott. These topics, you guys, are like perfect. You're going to love this. Okay. Dr. Scott, he's a Christian author. He's also an audiologist. He has researched World War II for most of his life in biblical eschatology.
Eschatology, yeah.
Eschatology, thank you, since 1980.
Yeah, that's a hard one. End times.
And there we go, even better.
Yeah.
Dr. Scott is also known for his talks on Nisara.
Did you hear that, everybody?
Again, Nisara, in case you missed it.
The one you wanted to know about.
Now, here's what's awesome. He doesn't just research it and, you know, pick out the parts he wants. He is researching it from a very historical perspective. His book called Nisara and the Mark of the Beast. His course is called Hope in the Last Days, which is an end times course. And he just started an event called Truth and Lies and What We Believe, where he's explored the hardest questions of the Bible to make them understandable. Love it already. Dr. Scott has written 11 books and he's been able to contact many Holocaust survivors. This is really, really cool.
All right, Dr. Scott, thank you very much. Yeah, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right.
Good to have you here. So we hit on a couple of nerves with people here, so we're going to get into that. But before we start doing that, can you tell us about, we were talking off air, your miracle that happened to you about 20 months ago, yes?
Yeah, so before COVID, anything happened, because that's a question people always ask. We're from Denver area. We're in Tulsa right now. And my son started getting into hockey. And so I'm like, why don't we just take him to a hockey game at his 21st birthday, right? So we go to Colorado, and we're kind of slumming around there, having fun. And we go to the game, and of course, they have to lose in the third period. So, you know, the Chicago fans are like, get out of here kind of thing. And so we walk out, we get back to the hotel, and I'm on the couch because I roll over too much. So Wendy's in her room, Stefan's in his room behind me, and about 12:30, I go to bed. At about 2 a.m, I wake up, and I don't remember this. I wake up, I lay down on Wendy's bed. I said, there's something wrong. And within 20 minutes, they can barely get me dressed, pour me into the car, get down to the nearest hospital. I'm in an ER, and they look at Wendy. Wendy is a psych nurse. She's got her master's in psych nursing. So she understands the stuff. And they say, well, he's had a severe stroke. Do you have a DNR? Now, DNR is resuscitate.
You're not resuscitate.
Yeah, some people will say, you know, I mean, I've had nurses say, well, yeah, they ask that all the time. They don't ask that if you got a broken ankle. They got asked that if you're about ready, you're in a severe shape.
For sure.
I'm thrashing about. They get me an IV. I rip the IV out. I'm psychotic at that moment. And oh, for sure, the MRI is going to show it. The MRI comes back negative. Then they move on to encephalopathy, which is a swelling of the brain. And that's, CT is absolutely going to show it. And, you know, that comes back negative. By that point in time, I'm already up in the ICU. I've got every drug in me, every single possibility. There's a lumbar puncture. And I'll just put it this way, 40 pages of notes, every one of them come back negative. $142,000 of tests. The 15 physicians, and this is on Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, there's a video you can kind of watch on a YouTube channel called The Miracle Healing. And, I personally have never really had healing of God, but in that first day, my wife is freaking, you know, there, what do we do about this? How do we handle this circumstance? And there were 15 physicians would come downstairs, check on this guy because he's operating on a monkey. Normally a stroke, you'd have one side that's weak and the other side's not. Mm-hmm. And yet with this, I'm presenting with both sides kind of moving, but at a slow pace. But I'm completely not there.
That is scary.
And Wendy had to like walk out the door and go just cry for a little while and mm-hmm. come back and try to compose herself with that. And so that night, before this, we had just decided we were going to open the ministry. And I've been dabbling around in the ministry kind of thing, but finally hired this woman named Sue here in the Tulsa area. And I've known her for a long time. Actually, I'm my 16th book now instead of 15, but the 16th is this miracle healing book. And we're looking at a traditional publisher might pick it up, but we'll see. Anyway, so I'm in that night, and I see four demons all around me, and they're fighting, and I'm thrashing as if I'm in a battle.
This is in the hospital?
And this is a hospital. And I actually know that I'm acting psychotic, but I can't stop myself, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's kind of like this whole circumstance, it's a very spiritual battle that's happening. It takes me months actually to figure out what is occurring, because Sue at the same time is seeing the four angels walk in with Psalms 91, and it's this blanket that drops down upon me. Now, Psalms 91, I hadn't really spent any time on Psalms 91. I know the Bible very, very well, but that's just not one area I looked at. And she was thinking about this verse that is in, it was used in World War I by both sides as they would go over the trench warfare. It's, though thousands will fall on your side and 10,000 in your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. So she's thinking, okay, we're going to get healed in this way. But that isn't the coolest verse, because there are four angels and four demons, and the next verse is a really scary verse. And you guys will get it because of the red pill that's coming down the road. It says, you will only see with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked. That verse is super powerful. And there's a ton of these verses on that you know, talk about the punishment of the wicked. The wealth of the wicked will come to the righteous. And these crazy verses that you look at, they're not end time related. There are approximately 1,000 verses in the Bible, Old and New Testament, that are end time related. But there are these other verses that don't really match, mm-hmm. and you can't deal with them. And so that, I get a little bit better on that Monday. I kind of plateau a little bit, and they're like, well, this is where he's going to be. And then on Tuesday morning, I wake up, the PT comes in, she walks me around, she goes, you look okay to me. The neurologist walks in, he goes, well, unspecified encephalopathy. And he's looking at me like, I don't know what the heck is going on, but you look okay to me. The ICU comes in, and they got the wide-eyed look. They have no answers. They had faxed my information to 100 physicians, and no one had a clue. So that I walk out of the hospital on that Tuesday, Christmas Eve, and and still people have no answers. I've talked to people who've had healing and a major cool healing. I just haven't met anyone. That is the title of this new book is going to be called Near Diagnostics Experience. And I just haven't met anyone. And I guess I haven't met enough people, but there's got to be someone who's gone through this weirder experience.
What do you think it was? Do you think it was like your Kundalini? You had a Kundalini?
Nothing, no answers. I mean, I have gone through the paperwork and information. I have searched people. I've had physicians look at it as well. I'm an audiologist, so I understand from the neck up kind of thing, okay? Yeah. But, we're looking at every systemic possibility. There's nothing. And you should have watched the physicians' faces. They were completely confused.
So for you, do you your initial thought on it, is it still a sense of confusion, or is it like, oh, this was God, he just got this for me?
It's just God. Yeah. See, it's fascinating. So here's a point of faith. I had friends of mine in the Denver area that had lost a daughter to SIDS from a vaccine injury. So that's another kind of conversation there. And when they called me right after I got the hospital, their response was, yeah, dude, awesome, kind of response. And then on the other hand, my mom and sister get on the phone, and not trying to beat this up, but this is a very common response. It's like, oh my gosh, don't you want to know what it is? What is it? What are you going to do? How are you going to find out about this? And my response was, chill. There's things you can't always understand what's going to occur. You guys call yourself spiritually raw. The answer is, you just got to be raw and chill on it, because there isn't an answer for everything in the world. And I wish I could always do that. And yet I have this idea of scientifically looking at things. I'm teaching a class on Thursday where I can prove the Bible in 6 verses. No person's ever been able to controvert this kind of thing. And that's the Truth and Lies series. But The point is, guys, there are things way over our heads, and we don't know those answers. And sometimes you just have to rest.
Let's get with you on that. Very well said. And also to bless you for just coming through what happened 20 months ago. It's good that you're here with us today. It's good to get to
see the ultimate sign of faith.
Yeah, the ultimate sign of faith. I want to get into some misconceptions and also maybe some clarifications from you if you can. Let's start with the topic that we threw out first, Nisara. Yes. So everybody's always about Nisara. Number one, from what you're hearing right now, is what is the biggest misconception of Nisara that we are being shared with right now, just all around, everywhere on internet shows, all around, that you can help clear up for us? Or are there any misconceptions? Is it being rolled out?
Also, are we being Nisara hoodwinked?
Yeah, so that's a great point. I'm going to give you a little background, and then I'll hit your answer if you don't mind. So,
yeah, sure.
Cut me off if I'm going on too long with that too. So the point is that the vaccine or the COVID thing and the Nisara proof started happening around March of 2020.
Yeah,
so that's kind of crazy because you kind of go, what's occurring there?
Exactly.
And here is one of the biggest proofs. Now, I personally have been a part of at least a dozen loans that I've been a part of writing because I don't actually work a lot with banks. I have these hearing aid manufacturers that come in and we're writing loans for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I get a chance to like actually piece in different points of these loans. So I know how loans are written. And then, so here's what's happening. In March of 2020, the clinic is just like shutting down. Everyone's freaking out. No one's coming in the door. And I hear about this PPP thing. So a payroll protection plan. And it's got some specific points on there. But the things that should freak you out, and half of the businesses I would talk to would not sign up for it. The thing that were weird about it is that it had no credit check. There was no personal guarantee, which means as an S corporation, the money should, come to me or come to the business. But if I go to bankruptcy, they should go after my personal ability. And there was none of that. There was no collateralized point. And and there was no payoff. I mean, if you used it correct, it was gone. Mm-hmm. And that freaked everyone out and freaked me out too. And so what I did, instead of questioning it, I went down the rabbit trail. And so I'm deeper and deeper and deeper in that rabbit hole to the point where I realized what they actually did. So to give you a little background, when you pay your money to the world, to the IRS, it goes to the IRS, they take their cut. Then it goes to the Treasury Department and they take their cut, and that's trying to legalize it. Then that money moves directly to the Fed. The Fed will take 6% off of the top for their 13 bankers, including the Queen of England. That's what most people don't understand. Then the rest of it is percentageized, so you got a percentage amount that, the debt of $29.5 trillion, there's about $3 trillion that comes in for IRS taxing, businesses and personal kind of thing. And that only covers maybe the interest rate. I mean, just at these low, super low rates, it's going to cover about $385 billion. Then what they've done is devalued the currency. They send it over to the U.S. Mint, who sends it back into the system under a fiat currency that is basically off of the confidence in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that we have and that we've been struggling with is you don't realize the cabal, these elitists, have been pushing something called the Great Reset.
Right.
So here's the struggle that we have. They knew 2020 was the time frame. See, America has been sitting at 170% or more debt to income ratio. Now, as a business, at one time, I was 90% debt to income ratio. I mean, I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul left and right. And many people can feel.
That's harsh. Yeah, that you're not sleeping well at night.
No, man, I never slept, you know, and it was super hard. But here's the thing. Everyone knew this. The financial people have known this for a very long time. This day was coming. And so the cabal had this idea, and it was popularized by Bernie Sanders. They were going to forgive the student loans, and they were going to flip into a new type of currency with a UBI, a universal base income, or basic income. And so that's the struggle. That's what they want, which would bring us directly down the line of communism.
Like socialism, right?
Exactly. Socialism, communism kind of thing. And we're seeing that. That's part of this movie that we're seeing in here, guys. But the reality is what Donald Trump did in early 2020 is he hijacked the Fed and shoved them directly under the Treasury Department. You see, constitutionally, money cannot be made by anyone but Congress. And yet we have the Fed who's creating this fiat currency and doing it all on their own. They're not a government agency. Mm-hmm. So they're a private agency. And that's the key that you have to understand. So Donald Trump already did it. He's playing 3D chess with a whole bunch of checker players. Then they have no clue what he's been doing to them. And so he already set in this thing called a National Economic Stabilization and Reformation Act. So Nasara has been coming on by people, these white hat people. And so if you don't mind if I share with you a little background there.
Sure.
So I had been hearing about this, but I had no clue since 2013. This friend of mine was telling me, like, Scott, this is coming, you know, this thing. And he didn't say Nasara, but he's talking about, like, he was going to get millions of dollars. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't even understand any of this stuff. And he was like, well, read this, research the debt Jesuits, research the Vatican, research the city of London, all these things that some of us have been looking at. And I'm like, but I don't get it. How are you going to get this kind of money for this ministry thing that was happening, a humanitarian issue?
Right.
And he's in these meetings with what they called the anti-cabal. There are these families that have a massive amount of money. And so, and he's in these meetings, and there's 100 guys in this meeting, and they're all doing a humanitarian issue. And one guy kind of raises his hand. He goes, I know you're going to give me, and he wouldn't say the number, but you know, everyone kind of got the inference. It was a lot of money. And they said, how much money do these families have? And the guy leans back. He goes, okay, just come up with a number. Mm-hmm. And so he says, I mean, you know, Will, my friend, said, well, I don't know, $1.5 trillion. And he goes, whatever number you came up with, put about 4 or 5 zeros in the end of it, and you might be close. Mm-hmm. These people have more money than that you know with. The gold has been gone, and yet, in 2020, Trump brought in more than 286 million ounces of gold in to back this whole puppy up. Mm-hmm. The reason why the crazy is happening is these people are freaking out because they have been defunded. Nasara is a nationalistic kind of point. And so what we're going to be doing is flipping into a gold currency. And it's coming. It's coming this year. It could be coming this month.
So I'm sorry, flipping into a what currency?
A gold-backed currency.
Gold-backed currency.
So, and this is where we were a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
So. Let me dive into the about 30 different points you hit on what you were talking about there, and let's get some clarity on that. That's all good. It's all good. Thank you for this. So Nasara, I just want to get some clarity from you again, just trying to interpret that. A good thing for us, or leading us down the path of socialism?
It's a wonderful thing for us, because what Nasara, what it was done, and that's the struggle people have. I've seen people try to do a gematria code on Nasara. You can't really do that. I mean, it National Economic Stabilization and Reformation Act that's an acronym. Okay. So the thing about Nasara is that what we're going to see in the very near future is going to flip on a one-to-one basis for you. So if you have $1,000 in the bank, it's going to flip into a gold-backed currency. And what's going to happen is the value of your money is going to rise dramatically because it's gold-backed.
It's gold-backed. The other thing,
you know, it's like having ketchup packets in your pocket.
What is the trigger for this to occur?
What is the trigger? I think as you guys talk a lot about, because I watched your channel a bit, what you guys talk about too is the red pill. There is a red pill event. You know, the Matrix kind of popularized this red pill issue. And by the way, do you know that's actually been in all kinds of different interesting TV shows like MASH, season six called Change Day, where they were going to change over into a new currency and it went from a blue to a red currency.
A blue to a red currency.
I mean, crazy kind of things. The cabal have been lying to you and actually showing off what they've been trying to do for generations. And these movies and TV series have been telling you the answers. But Nasara is a nationalistic kind of thing versus the other one is globalist. Okay. They're trying to push the global currency. And by the way, the reason why Biden had to be in office. Mm-hmm. Is that the cabal said that they were going to have suitcase bombs in all over the world, and they were going to destroy them if Biden didn't get in office. So they said, well, it's fine. We're just going to do this underneath the radar, and Trump and the White Hats were brought in to do this.
So from what you understand, Dr. Scott, how are they playing right now? So Biden was in the office because they had all these bombs around the world that they said, right. Hey, let them in, and this is what we're going to do. So, What is Trump playing right now and the White Hats right now that we're hearing it, but when are we going to be aware of this? When are we going
to
I think
we're going to be very, very closely aware of this situation. So you have to kind of track some of the ideas and the military and the White Hats or the anti-cabal, as I like to talk about it. The anti-cabal are trying to get people to line up on the sides of the fences. And as they line up in those fences, what you're seeing is hospital administrations that are doing these crazy, ugly things. And big banking areas and large corporations and big tech kind of things. Government, media, and Hollywood freaks. All those people are lining up on this side of the cabal because we're trying to share with the people this is what the deal is. Mm-hmm. And so what happens are they're eroding every bit of the base of this stuff. So, you know, if you guys were billionaires, you'd have a team of lawyers and maybe physicians if you needed to, or, you know, you'd have different people. What the best way to knock you out of your perch is to take all the smart people away from you. This is what's happening to the cabal. If you realized that Biden won, fifth in New Hampshire? I mean, third in Iowa? He's the dumbest of the dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an audiologist. Every day I deal with patients who have dementia. And I'm not talking about dementia is dumb. He's got stage 2 dementia. And I think they're play acting. This is an actor up mm-hmm. there.
But
what's coming is we have to have an unveiling. And so there's an EBS or emergency broadcast system that will happen. And there'll be some kind of event where we finally learn about the COVID issues. We finally learn about, wait a second, what was 9/11 about? What was this whole election fraud about? And all these things have to line up because that's how they've been in control. Mm-hmm. But you have to defund them before you do this. So they've already won the game. It's like when you play a role-playing game online and you put it on easy mode. And so you're cheating. So you're just playing the game because you just want to play the game, right? And have you ever done that before? You just kind of, you don't want to be killed by all the enemies. You just want to get through it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a quick question. What is your interpretation, what people should expect? The gold-backed currency, got it. But there's so much hoopla about your debt's going to get wiped out, your credit card's going to get wiped out, you're not going to owe a mortgage. We've already seen many people that have had their federal student loans wiped out.
Operative word there, federal.
Right, but that's the...
Yeah.
So now what?
Well, let me throw out a couple of things. So if you owed me $10,000, you know, just, you know, let's say you had a business loan with me and you guys, I loaned you money, you know, I was, let's say not a person to person, but some type of business kind of loan. Okay. Now, if you go to bankruptcy and you chapter, you know, 11 or whatever you want to do, chapter 13, whatever type of loan, you know, a bankruptcy point, what happens is that it goes through the state or the city, and I get a letter, and this actually happened to me. I get a letter saying, Scott, you can't take that money from them. The $10,000 is just done. I mean, it just wipes off. So what that does is it takes it from your balance sheet and you can put it as a loss. Now, I know I'm talking to you about a business term, but here's the key element. Do you know that every single loan that you have, whether you buy a car from Honda, or you get a credit card, or you get a home loan, or a second mortgage, all of that is in a code called the SWIFT code.
Right.
So what happens is that you have your when you give your routing number, that's the SWIFT code.
The routing number.
Every transaction goes to the Federal Reserve.
Do we still have a SWIFT code? Are we still in the SWIFT system?
Yeah, we're still in the SWIFT, but the QFS is sitting right alongside with one another. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what they've been doing is they've been running side by side, just like a computer system that you and then you're just going to turn the SWIFT off and it's going to be gone. And so that's why people have seen their loans go away, including my sister. But here's the fascinating part.
Was her a federal student loan?
It was a loan for a tractor through Wells Fargo, and it just got wiped out. I mean, and we're seeing there's more than that happening. So in last year, I decided to refinance my house, and I've done this many, many times. So have you guys, right?
Yeah.
And I get this letter from the Fannie Mae that says, "We bought your loan. Don't pay us any money. Just pay the mortgage company." I'm like, dude, I don't get it. What are you talking about? And Fannie Mae, if you don't know anything about Fannie Mae, they were taken over by the Fed in 2008, which says that Scott's loan of his house is sitting on the Fed. So what happens when Donald Trump does this? This is the brilliant plan that you don't catch. Nasara is just going to shove the Fed off the cliff. They're going to be stuck with their loans and all their stuff into nowhere land. And then we're going to flip over into a gold-backed currency, and there's just bankruptcy, and they're gone. So it means all the debts.
What you're saying? Yeah. The Fed will go bankrupt.
It's a federal bankruptcy, right? But if you don't have a way to flip the currency to something else, then you're in trouble. But there's already been as many as anywhere from $83 trillion to $137 trillion set aside for all the debts. There's $10 trillion set aside for the gold-backed currency and $47 trillion for all the other nations who have had these central banks that have been doing it. So all the debts are just going to wipe away. And then you're going to be in the gold-backed currency. You're going to go, whoa.
So when we hear this, which is good, sounds good in theory, and I wanted to ask you this, but we've been hearing a lot of this for a while. Can you help us to understand... So we hear about a few people that get it here or there, but just from a mass standpoint, when do you think we will start to see some sort of like, okay, this is for real? Because what you do see is you do see a lot of people hanging on this, right? They're waiting for that. I mean, we get a lot of emails all the time. Do you know when this is going to happen? And so what happens is they stop their life, and you know that, right? So they stop their life because they think that, okay, I was told this is going to happen last month, you know, on this day kind of thing. And you get a lot of that. What's your view on that? And when should we as a society, Dr. Scott, really be reasonable as saying, okay, we are now, instead of just trying to interpret or, you know, try to decode stuff, we are really reasonably now in a place where we can understand that this is actually laying out for us. What's your view on that, if you got one?
You can't really do this until Biden's done. And so, because then he would take credit for it. Okay, so Biden has to be over. You have to red pill the people to show exactly that has
over
to happen.
As in he needs to complete his 4-year term.
No, he is done this year. He is way done.
Year 2021.
Yep, it's done this year. This is over. We're coming to that last point.
Done this year as in Kamala Harris replacement or what?
No, let me put it to you another way. Trump said a really powerful thing. Okay, so in the system, 1871, the Corporation of America was set. Mm-hmm. So we're a U.S. corporation. We are not a republic. When people tell you, okay, so here's a powerful point. Every time you hear democracy, they're telling you it's a corporation. We were set up constitutionally as a republic. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. Okay, and that's a very powerful point. Now, if you go by not a constitutional, well, their little corporation rules, you would impeach Biden, and then you get Kamala, and then you impeach her, and you get, you know, all these other things. The reality is that Donald Trump didn't just set up the gold thing. He did two other executive orders. Executive Order EO 13848, which is for election fraud. So anyone who is guilty of election fraud is at least going to be 10 to 20 years and more than that. Well, and
we've been operating illegally, yes, then pretty much.
Correct, yeah.
So herein lies that conversation, and I know you got that covered. I want to get this into real quick. But so how do we allow that to continue? So if we are aware that we've been operating, how come there's not just more of a dramatic, like, hey, what the hell? You know what I mean? And really,
yeah, no,
right, a major revolution,
or something like that. If we're operating illegally and we've been operating illegally at all this point, why is there not such a dramatic rush on this where you have 400 million people beating down the doors of their congressman or this person right there and saying, hey, wait a minute, we've been operating illegally. Where's my part of this? Where's my share? And really pushing back there. You see, in the grand scheme of things, you see a very minuscule reaction.
You'd be surprised. There are hundreds of thousands of people that are marching everywhere in the world.
Not in the United States, though.
In the United States, I'm talking
about. That's the problem.
Yeah. And there are, but you're there's so much CGI going on right now that you're not catching it. That, you know, people are talking about, you know, people in Hollywood and you know, in the Capitol. There's no one there. There's no one in the Capitol. You're missing the point if you think you're seeing a movie. And here's the best way to put this is that they're setting this up so that you gently wake up. It's a lot easier to gently wake someone up than to shake them awake. But you know what? Some people are going to be shaken awake. So you have to, you can't go by the impeachment kind of thing. Trump said a fascinating thing about a month ago. This is in August. He said, fire Pelosi. Now, let me just put it to you this way. You fire people in corporations. You impeach in the government.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Okay, so what you're going to see is that you're going to see a complete wipe of these idiots, and they're going to be actually in Gitmo done, and because about 95% of you're going to see in Congress, Senate, all these other things, they're gone, and they might already be done.
So
hold on. Okay, I have a two-part question. The first part was, what the hell was it? With all the CGI and advanced technology, how will we ever know? You know, it's very well known that Trump's got clones, and why wouldn't he? How will we ever know if we're dealing with the authentic, real Trump?
Well, I mean, everyone has, you know, actor clones, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I think about actors, you know, because you can see a whole bunch of different necklines.
CGI, yes, that's obvious.
Yeah, so what's the CGI, but just like, have you seen movie Total Recall, where Schwarzenegger rips off the little his mask? It's been around for a long time. So we have people wearing masks and actors doing a role with this too. If you wonder where all the actors, some of these actors are actually in the government doing the role. you're seeing something of the movie to try to get it forward. The reality that we all wanted to know is, why in the world did this all happen this way? Why does it keep going? Why is it not done in January 20th or whatever date you want to pick? It's because the cabal is so deep, all these deep underground military bases, the DUMs that you guys talk about quite a bit, those things had to be wiped out. You have to have those things done because you can't have a hot war. They did not want to have this hot war happening where, you know, millions of people are dying in this way. They wanted to have a colder war, if you want to put it that way, to wipe this thing away.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Scott, because everything you're saying, I mean, you know, there's a real possibility that's really what it is. Sure. Saying there. I definitely want to say that, because we've interviewed a lot on it, and that possibility does exist, that what you're saying is absolutely the truth there. Here's the only thing that trips me up on this is, and it always has, and I see maybe if you could help me with this one, I don't understand why whoever the powers are being are not giving the American people enough credit to think that they're not strong enough to be able to handle this, because you keep hearing, well, we want to kind of put this out slowly because people really freak out, they'll commit suicide if they hear this too fast or anything like that. They're already doing it now. You've already had businesses that have lost their economic, they've lost their American dream this year. They've had suicides this year. What is it exactly that they can't handle that's going to be greater than what you just put them through? That's what trips me up about this whole thing as a reason for this.
Yeah, and I agree with you there too. I mean, and you know, that's the ugly. So we're in a war. I mean, so you're missing the point. If we, and not saying you, but everyone, I've been struggling through the same thing too. I mean, it's been, you know, I have people that are dying around me and all kinds of stuff occurring, and I get it. And you know, I mean, I've had some really difficult times of loss of money and, you know, taking my own savings and wiping it out in some ways. And I mean, it's been tough, but here's the reality. This is a multi-phased war. This isn't just about waking people up. There is so much. If you don't realize that Trump hasn't started a war, he is fighting a war right now. Those guys are fighting wars on many fronts, because his first term was about going to each one of these nations and saying, we're getting out the cabal. Are you going to be there with us? And so that's the Jassara thing. You need to take them out. We're going to do this all together. And when it happens, it will be all at once. And yet what we're actually going to see is it happened months and months and months ago. And so, you know, to answer your point, there are points. I've been thinking about this. Let me throw out something to you. There's a concept of called imminency. And it's something that we think about. And it's more specific related to a biblical topic called the rapture. Mm-hmm. And some people like wait for the rapture. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in my lifetime. It's going to happen next month, you know, kind of thing, and all this other conversations. And yet what most people don't realize is something, because something is imminent, it doesn't mean it's immediate. So imminency means that there's nothing necessarily in the way for it to happen, which is exactly what we're dealing with, this red pill thing. But it doesn't mean that it's going to happen next moment. And the struggle that people have is they're waiting for the next moment idea, and they're frustrated. I get it. I'm right there with you, you know, kind of thing. And yet what you have to see is that imminency, you should always be planning for the future, planning to retire or whatever the heck that is, okay? But having that expectation, because faith is the evidence of things hoped for and the promise of things unseen. Faith is a future point. I have more evidence that Trump has won and this stuff is coming in than I do of Jesus rising from the dead. Historical evidence that
confident.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure.
I got a question first though.
What?
Sure.
Okay. 2021.
You want to hear about the whole, he's got more evidence.
Yes, but I got to backtrack to something first before you get to that one. 2021, you're confident that we're going to see this shift.
as in 3.5 months.
Totally cool. God, I hope to God you're right. But what if you're not? And my question is, if you're not, are you going to push another date, or are you going to say God's not ready yet? Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah,
if it doesn't happen.
I don't know where I would be, because I fully predicted in my head. I never said it out loud. Oh, November 3rd, November 4th, right? You know, I mean, all those different things. And so, you know what I've done right now? I know that it has to happen, you know, because I've seen some evidences, you know, some scant evidences that, you know, we're coming to the end of this. There's some interesting Mr. Poole kinds of conversations, if you guys watch some of his, that it has to be done. 2022 puts us in the realm of the midterm elections kind of things. And what you're finding is these elections are completely rigged. I mean, they're so fully rigged. And when people talk to me about voter fraud, that's you know, you going off and voting twice for someone. That's just, stop it. We're talking about election fraud where millions of people are voting when they didn't vote. Kind of thing, or dead people. That this has, you have to get control of this whole process in there.
So why can't we see something as evident as that? So okay, so setting aside, especially trying to be neutral, that was such an obvious thing to me.
Sure.
Okay, there's election fraud. I mean, any reasonable human being, regardless of political belief,
right,
got to acknowledge that there is a fraud. If you're doing, you're just lying to yourself for whatever reason, but there was fraud there. Why can't we be seeing a lot more of that, you think? More of those things that say, hey, this is good there. That, again, that's why I want to really help the people get some peace here. You know, Dr. Scott is really just, they're looking and they feel like, hey, you know, it is close. You know, life could be changing for me at any given minute. And I appreciate what you said about the imminent. But I do want to get to the point. What does happen as we circle 2021? Your way of looking at things. How do you, in a ministry perspective, how do you then counsel people for that when we hit 2022? If we do, and listen, we're all rooting for what you're saying. Trust me, we're all rooting for the 2021 mark. But if we do, how do you counsel people, and what would you say at that point in time?
I've said the same conversation too. You know, hope is your expectation. So if you understand the word hope is like, I'm waiting for the Colorado Avalanche to win the Stanley Cup. Oh, crud, they don't win it. Oh, my hope is crushed, right? So hope is a now kind of idea. And that's the difference. We have faith. You too have faith because you already have evidences out there. You need to stand upon that faith. And I'm going to tell you something weird. I started with my miracle healing story. I am much more intense now than I ever was before because God said to Satan, you ain't killing him. It's, you're not going to get to do this. Something crazy. I'm stepping out in faith in that way. And so I got enough faith for this promise of something, because you can't go into a midterm election and have another stupid election again and all these other things. You can't, I mean, you cannot do it. We might as well just throw in the dogs and go toward the communism thing. Because that's where we're stuck with. And some people think that we're we could fix this and that. No, what I believe is happening is Trump and the White Hats are going to drop everything all at once. And you're going to see every little thing, election, you're going to see, the money, you're going to see all these different points that are going to happen all at once. It's going to be a flood, and there's going to be no way to answer the circumstance.
Hey, Dr. Scott, are we in this, biblically speaking, are we in the 7 years of, how you say it?
Was
tribulation?
It?
Tribulation? Are we?
I would say no. I know that's going to sound funny because, you know, I always kind of go, I mean, because I've asked that question of myself, I mean, a million times. But, you know, what the tribulation is about is a 7-year tribulation. Guess, can I share something really weird with you? In Revelation 4, you know, John is in heaven, which is that's a conversation. Is a picture of the rapture of the bride of Christ. Then they're up there, they're talking around, and John sees a whole bunch of people trying to open up the seals. They're like, I can't open it up. Who could do this? And then John falls in a puddle of tears freaking out, going, who's going to do it? No one under heaven, no one in heaven, and no one above heaven can actually, or in earth or in the heavens can do it. And the angel goes, dude, there's the Scott version. Dude, the lamb who was slain before the foundation of the earth, he's worthy to open this puppy up. And Jesus opens the first seal and introduces the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the beginning of the tribulation of the seven-year period of time. Who has control of when the Antichrist comes? Not the cabal. They would love to throw out the vaccine as an idea of the mark. By the way, it's exactly a type of mark. Mm-hmm. But you don't get to have the mark without the beast. To put it to you in a Scott terminology, let's just say, I'm going to use a football analogy. Ready? So let's say, and I'm a huge NFL fan. Let's say I own the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger is 39. I really want to utilize him very effectively. I like Tomlin. He's a great coach, but I don't have a good offensive plan. So I go over to, let's say, New England, and I go, hey, Josh McDaniels, great offensive coordinator, but I hear he's a jerk. And so I call him up like, dude, can you just sell me your playbook? And Josh is like, dude, you're not getting my playbook without me. You have to hire me. And so the answer is the mark is the playbook of the beast. So you don't get the beast. I mean, you don't get the playbook without get the beast. It's because it's called the mark of the beast, or grammatically, I could say the beast's mark.
The beast's mark. And so since the beast hasn't been released, then there is no mark. Is that
correct? But guess what? Satan and the world and the cabal would love to put the sucker through. But if they did, they would invalidate the word of God. Because if you don't have a beast, well, then it invalidates the word of God, which it happens in 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scriptures God breathed to prove for teaching and reproof. If that's true, and all scriptures true, and we invalidate one scripture, we invalidate the whole puppy, we might as well just throw a baby out with the bathwater. And so what we're seeing is Satan trying to hijack the process. And there's a guy named Mark Hitchcock that writes a book called The End. It's over my bookshelf over here. And he actually says, it's you know what Satan has to do? He has no idea when this is going to happen. So he's always got to whip out his back pocket. He's got to whip out an Antichrist. And so he has Napoleon. Oh, that's not right. Oh, crud. And then, the Kaiser. Oh, no, that's not him. Oh, it's the Hitler. Okay, it's not him. And he's always trying to do this. But the cabal wants to have a group of people that drive the planet, not one guy. So guess what we're seeing is we're seeing a time frame where the wealth of the wicked comes to the righteous. And that's the executive orders I kind of referenced. So executive order 13848 says that anyone who has crimes against the election kind of thing are going to be basically in prison. The 13818 says that all people who have crimes against humanity there's no possible way for them to have the money, which means that they're going to sit with the blue money and have no ability to spend it. And so they're going to go from trillionaires to zero. And then they're going to be in prison. And so they're going to be in prison, which means that all of their money comes to us with that. And that's the wealth transfer that we're seeing.
Thank you for sharing that. Are you essentially saying all this is just going to bypass the Supreme Court?
Yep. All of it's going to bypass in front, frankly. I don't know how many of the Supreme Court are going to be around. I mean, Julian Assange has said, 98% of Congress, Senate, and all the ones in those places, they're all dirty. I can talk about the ones in the Tulsa area. The two senators in the Oklahoma area, which happen to be in Tulsa, I've talked to them about the January 6th stuff. And, I think one of them's heavily in the cabal. The other one is just somehow bought. What the best that some of these senators and congressmen are going to be is they're going to be like, I used to be a congressman. I used to be a senator. And they're going to have to work as like, they're going to have to work at the local, gas station, because no one's going to like them. And Q said, here's a powerful point. He said, they won't be able to walk down the street. And that comes directly from Poppy Bush, who said, well, if they knew what we were doing, we would never be able to walk down the street.
Right. Yeah.
So all this stuff is going to happen all at once. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh. But we've already had the evidence. And then when the evidence goes, think about this. We're in a court case. Evidence comes. That evidence kind of thing is called in Old Testament, New Testament time frame in the Greek, the word evidences and some of the points of truth are called martiaia. Martiaia means that if I give evidence in a court case and I was perjuring myself, guess what happens to me? I'm killed for my.
You're done too.
And, hey, and so that's the point.
So Dr. Scott, we're winding down to the end of the show, and it's really, really fascinating to get your perspective on this. And thank you very much for your perspective on this. I do want to ask you one question before we get to your sites, because I do want to get an idea of what people will get when they go to your websites. Is earlier you said, hey, I have something, I don't remember the exact words you said, but you said something along the lines of, okay, well, I got more evidence that Trump's going to do this versus the evidence of Jesus being alive. So when you say a statement like that, you probably raise some ears there. What do you yep. mean by that? Do you feel like, is it a real deal that, hey, there was a figure called Jesus Christ that was there, or is it just is it more of a parable that you live by?
It's more of a parable. So Paul said, and I don't remember where it is in the epistles, that we should be pitied among all men or women if we didn't believe that Jesus rose from the dead, because everything we do is meaningless. And yet, I have done a video, and I was at the Freedom Conference here in Tulsa. In less than 30 days, 19 different states I saw were represented in that place. I mean, people drove from everywhere to come in here. And in that, God, one of those guys were talking about, like, what should you do? And I was thinking, what should I do? And then God said, you need to do that video. And in one of the videos, one of my big videos, it says, what happened in 2020 and in 2021? And I show, I mean, all these little weird evidences that are just little tidbits. And those evidences are showing you what actually has happened in the background. It again, when it happens, it'll be gigantic. But Jesus for sure rose from the dead. It's no question on that thing. And yet, I still have more evidences, direct evidences of the stuff we just talked about. Nassar is coming. Nassar is going to, we're already flipping into the gold standard. Ask yourself a question. Why is it that Biden's administration pulled $1.9 trillion out for some monies, and then $3.5 trillion is going through the House and Senate? It's because they're completely defunded. Mm-hmm. They don't have a dime. They've already lost all their money, and they're just robbing Peter to pay Paul. Every single thing that they're doing is crazy. It doesn't make sense. It has no logic to it. And people only do that when they're in a desperate state.
And desperate times calls for desperate measures, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Dr. Scott, when people go to drscottyoung.com, what experience would you like for them to receive from that?
Well, we're moving that site a little bit better. We're going to work on it every day. I'm adding a whole bunch of information about Nassara, Jassara, Hope in the Last Days series. And instead of making it a horror show for end time issues, we talk about all the cool things that are amazing happening. God doesn't have to, God is judging, is going to judge the world. But people talk about that all the time, but I'll just say it this way. He already judged the world when Jesus arose from the dead. The sin of the world is already on him. It's already gone. Are you just going to come into agreement with it, or are you not? And so, and then I have the Truth and Lies series. But I always say this. People struggle with this quite a bit in their life. They say, okay, if Jesus already paid for my sin, did he forget about my future sins? And the answer is, he didn't forget about anything. Are you going to come into agreement? So if let's say we have two people that get these letters every single couple months, they get a letter from the courthouse that says, you got a big inheritance, just come down and sign the paperwork. And person A, after about a year, finally goes and signs the paperwork, and he finds out, dude, I got $6 million, and he's all like, yeah. the person B never goes down to the courthouse and never signs it. Did he get his inheritance? The answer is he didn't agree with his inheritance. He didn't sign off for it, but he had it. He could have paid off every bill that he had, but we didn't. And that's exactly what Jesus did for us. He already paid for it. Are you going to come into agreement? And the answer is with this Nisara stuff. Are we going to come into agreement in that faith point? Because there's going to be a massive cool thing for humanity that when that money comes into the people of the world that are doing good things. And I'm not just talking about Christians only. This get off of that thing. It's the people that are doing great things around us. And when we start seeing that unity and truth, because truth only is the only thing unifies, you know. The other parties like to talk about this. Republicans and Democrats like talk about their unity thing. You can't have unity in lies.
Yep.
Well said. Well said. Thank you for that. Thank you for your objectivity there. I appreciate that too. And it's very nice to meet you. And appreciate you fighting a good fight out there and your service to, you know, your commitment to sharing all this information. Thank you everybody for having us in your homes as you always do. And we will see you next time.
Thank you everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. If you'd like to share a story, while it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless Patriots Worldwide.